Hi, you're listening to a message from Forward Church. We hope this message will inspire and empower you to move forward.
There today, I know I'm not there in person, but I am there in heart. I just want to tell you how much we love you here at Planet Shakers. Pastor Dan and Tini, you are amazing. You are incredible. And the greatest days ahead are for you, Forward Church. I love that your name is Forward. You're not living in reverse. You're not living looking back, but you're looking forward to what God has purposed in His heart for you. His plans for you are for good. The Bible says, Jeremiah 29:11, the plans God has for me is good. That means that's good for your family. It's good for your workplace. It's good for whatever you do. God's plans for you are good. You know, Jesus, I love Jesus. He is so cool because He's not intimidated by any situation or any circumstance. He's not worried. He's not fearful. Remember, the storm was there and Jesus was asleep. He wasn't fearful of any situations. God's not surprised by anything. You know, darkness is not caused by God. He is only full of goodness. He's only full of light. But He'll use situations that we face for His name to be glorified. You know, in John chapter 8, verse 12, the Bible says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. What an amazing statement. Just in those five, six words, I am the light of the world. He starts with I am. Remember, God introduced Himself as I am. In other words, He existed before time. He is the Alpha and He's the Omega. He is the beginning and He is the end. He is all-powerful. He is almighty. He is all-victorious. You know, the names of God depict the character of God. You know, when God is referred to Jehovah Jireh, my provider, it's not just a name He has, it's a characteristics of who He is. He's our provider. Jehovah Rapha, my healer. It's not that He is a healer, He is healing. Jehovah Nissi, the banner over me is love. The protection I live under is the love of God over my life. So when God says, I am, He's saying that nothing is bigger than Him. Nothing is greater than Him. Nothing is impossible for Him. And so Jesus describes Himself as the light of the world. Then He says, He, that's you and me, who follows me shall not. That's a pretty cool statement. He who follows me, so as a follower of Christ, I shall not what? I shall not walk in darkness. It doesn't mean I don't walk through darkness. It just means I don't walk in darkness. In other words, the Bible says His word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path. And so even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why? Because You are with me. In other words, that God is light. He brings light into our dark places. So as a follower of Jesus, I shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. I love that, the light of life. John 10:10, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We're seeing it through our very eyes. He's trying to steal from the economy. He's trying to steal people's health. He's trying to steal people's peace. He's trying to put fear in people's lives. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus comes that you might have life. Life and light to the full. In other words, He has this life for us that no matter what the enemy has tried to do in our lives, Jesus comes to give us life and life to the full. That doesn't mean we don't go through challenging circumstances, but what it does mean is in those challenging circumstances, we can have the light of life. We can live according to what the Bible says. And He is our very help in the time of trouble. And so I begin to think about the light of the world. You know, the church is described as a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. So it's our opportunity to shine in this season. It's our opportunity to bring the love of Jesus in this season. In every season, we should be doing this. In every season of life, our responsibility as Christians is to love God with all our heart and love our neighbors as ourselves, love our communities. But I begin to think about Forward Church. I begin to think about this. By the way, pretty amazing, Pastor Dan. Last time I was with you, I was skinnier than you. Now this time on screen, I am bigger than you. But the next time we meet together, we will be the same. Amen. Take it by faith. But I begin to think about light and what distinguishes light. The first thing about light is light brings revelation. So when Jesus is describing himself as the light of the world, he is talking about the revelation he will bring to people's lives. You see, to reveal, you need light. If something is hidden, it can hide there, but when light comes upon it, it reveals. And when the light of Jesus comes on our lives, it reveals his goodness. It reveals who we really believe that he is. Remember, Peter's there one day and Jesus says, who do people that say that I am? He's doing a poll on what people think about me. Who do they say that I am? And Peter says, well, some say you're the Elijah. Some say you're John the Baptist. And then Jesus asks him, but who do you, Peter, or who do you, Forward Church, say that Jesus is? Because it's easier to say Jesus is good when things are good. But who is Jesus to us in this season? What do we really believe about Jesus? Because when we go through challenging times, it really reveals what we believe. It really reveals what we follow. It really reveals our root system. He said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And watch this. And Jesus says, blessed are you, Peter, because flesh and bone haven't, flesh and blood haven't revealed this to you. But this was revealed to you by my Father in heaven. And on this rock, on this revelation, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I'll give you the keys of the kingdom, and what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You know, the church is being placed in society to be the culture former. It is the most important institution on this earth. Why? Because it has the authority of heaven behind it. So when light comes, it reveals what's in our lives. You know, in this time, maybe some things that have been revealed that have been negative, like you might have been more frustrated or more angry or fearful. And it reveals that there's some trust issues in you. Well, instead of getting intimidated by it, let the revelation of God and who he is come and reveal and bring his light to it, so you can get rid of that and start living according to what God says about you. Jesus is the light of the world. He is the revealer, and he wants to reveal his power and his kingdom in our lives, in our churches. You call Forward Church to move forward in this moment. Light brings revelation. Yeah. But light also brings vision. Without light, it's like people trying to find their way. I remember when I was a teenager, one night I don't know if you've ever had this experience. It's not a great experience. But I woke up in the middle of the night and I was busting. I was busting to go to the bathroom. In the middle of the night as a teenager, so I get up, my light in my bed lamp light isn't working, so I'm trying to find the door, and I'm busting. What a horrible feeling. Have you ever had that? You've been, where's that door? Or you've been in a hotel or been somewhere, and you're busting to find where the toilet is, and you can't find the door. Why? Because it's dark. You're like, where's that door? And you're feeling for the door, and you... And I must have made some noise, so my father heard all the noise and he come and opened the door and he turned the light on. And as immediately as he opened the door and turned the light on, I could see, I had vision to where I was going. I had vision to get to my destination. I had vision. But it was when my father heard my cry in the dark, it got him to respond to open the door. The Bible says that God opens the doors that no man can shut, and he'll shut doors that no man can open. So when you cry out to the Father in faith, he comes and he brings vision to your life. My encouragement to you at this moment is say, God, give me a vision for this season. Give me a vision beyond this season. Let me not live just trying to find where the door is, trying to find my way. But if I have vision for my life, if I have purpose for my life, it doesn't matter how I feel. My father will open the door and turn the light on. Light brings vision. What are you caught up with at the moment? Are you caught up with a survival vision just to get by, or a revival vision? How can I see God move greater in this season than I've ever seen him move before in my life? The key to vision is encounter with God. Hebrews 8:5 says, build according to the pattern shown to you on the mountain. A mountain is a place that you can see far, you can see long, you can see great distances. It gives you a perspective of where the future comes. But vision is also having a perspective for the future. But to get to the future, I have got a vision for the next step and the next step and the next step. So when we have Jesus in our life, sometimes he takes us up to the mountain and he says, look, that's where I want you to go. But I'm going to take you on a journey that is one step after another step after another step. And I'll let my word be the lamp unto your feet. Light brings vision. What do you have a vision for right now? Do you have a vision for your kids? Do you have a vision for your city? Do you have a vision for the nation and the nations? Light brings vision. But what light also does is it stands out. It's time for you and I to stand out, to be people who not stand out as a place of fear, but stand out in a place of faith, that will stand up and stand out and say, hey, it might seem dark, but there is a way. You might have a problem, but I'll give you a promise. You might have struggles, but God will give you strength. You see, God wants you as the church, Forward Church, Planet Shakers Church, the church globally, to stand up and stand out at this moment and be people who are the answers. You know, all this began to happen, and the pandemic began to happen. We had a feeding program. We got a feeding program here called Empower, where we were feeding 200-300 people a week, which was great and doing very well. And when everything happened, and all of a sudden, international students and people no longer had jobs, and there was no government support or anything, we decided to increase our light. So what we did is we set up 5 feeding centers. Why did we do that? So more people could get fed. Now 2,000 people are getting fed every Sunday. and people's lives are being impacted with the love of God. We didn't do it there to make our name famous. We did it so we could be the light of Jesus, that people having darkness. And we have this feeding program where people come in and shop in these facilities. We've created 5 of them, and they shop with dignity. They just don't get a handout. They come and shop, and they don't pay for it, and they go out blessed. Why? Because we've got light. You know, all the lockdowns begin to happen a few weeks, as you would know, before Planet Shakers Conference. And so we're sitting there and we're going, what shall we do? And obviously we couldn't meet. And in a meeting we asked God, and God spoke, I think through Sam, my wife, and she said, why don't we do a 4-day, 24-hour day worship, testimony, preaching, fun experience. And so that's what we did. Some of you may have watched it. 4 days for 24 hours. And our guesstimate is of who watched it online is over 3 million people watched it. And so what happened is, because instead of being intimidated by a situation, now we don't want to live in the permanent place of everything's online. As good as it's online, it's not church coming together. And you know, God designed the church to come together. The Bible says, don't forsake the gathering of God's people. So God's ultimate plan is for His church to be together. But at this time, obviously, this is a way we can connect. And through Zoom and all that, I want to encourage you, don't get disconnected at this season. And don't do church in your rooms, you know, as the worship goes on or whatever. Don't sit there and just have a coffee. Do what you do in church. Stand up, praise God, shout to God. Because, you know, we can so easily tone down. That's why we come together. Church wants to iron sharpen iron. But what we decided to do is, instead of being intimidated by the darkness, let more sound go in. You know, a really sad statistic that is going around right now. They say in streaming music, any happy music, up-tempo, exciting music is down 30% in listening. People, 30% have dropped in up-tempo, happy, joyful music because people are in this mellow moment. But the Bible says, and so many churches and Christians have done that, they've got in this mellow season. But the Bible says that God gives me the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. There is a heaviness in our atmosphere over our nation. There is a heaviness. As you walk out there and you can feel it. There is heaviness. And the vaccine or the solution to heaviness, the counter to heaviness is praise. So instead of listening to less praise, get into more praise and activate your faith. Stand out at this time. Stand up at this time. Smile to those people that as you walk by go like this. Just smile at them. They might not say hello, but you say hello. And stand up at this time. Don't live intimidated. You don't have to get in their space. You can give them their 1.5 meter, whatever it is, but give them a good smile. And how are you? Stand out and stand up. Jesus is the light of the world. What does light do? Light changes the perspective. I remember one day, I very first time I ever went to New York, and people would tell me how amazing New York was, and I landed and it was dark, it was a cloud, it was a stormy night, and I went to this apartment that we had rented, and it was horrible, it was hot, air conditioning was bad, we're walking the streets, and we weren't in a really good area, obviously. And just, you know, it was just stinky. And I'm like, this isn't a great city. This is a rubbish city. Next day, it was sunny. We thought, let's go to the Empire State Building. So we went up in the lift to the Empire State Building. And as we got up to the top, I was looking for Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks. There was no Sleepless in Seattle happening there. But it was a beautiful day. And at the place of the lookout on the Empire State Building, I could see the Statue of Liberty. I could see, you know, Central Park. I could see the beautiful city of New York. And I looked up there. As I got higher, my perspective changed. And no longer did I think this was a smelly, dirty concrete jungle. I looked at it and go, what an amazing, beautiful city. And so my perspective changed because I went up higher because I got in the light. My encouragement to you is get in the light of God's presence. Get in the light of God's word. Get in the light of fellowship one to another and let your perspective change. The next thing about light, you know, I know this doesn't happen on the Gold Coast. It's all beautiful one day, perfect the next. But when you live in Melbourne or you live in New Zealand, because some of you have lived in New Zealand, yeah, bro. And you know what coldness is, particularly in the South Island. And so in Melbourne, sometimes we have these cold days. And I was walking the other day, and as I was walking, it was cold. And then the cloud would move and the sun would shine, and all of a sudden I felt warmth. The coldness, all of a sudden, the edge of the cold air went because the sun began to shine, because warmth came to my situation. And what light does, it brings warmth. And I want to encourage you, there are people now in our living today who feel so cold, feel so disconnected, feel so isolated, and they need the warmth of God's love that comes through the light of Jesus. You might be listening to me right now and you might feel, yeah, I feel cold on my heart, or I feel this atmosphere is cold. It might be warm outside. Well, let his presence come and shine. Let those clouds move and let the sun begin to shine in your situation. Begin to experience the warmth of his presence, the warmth of his love, the warmth of his joy, the warmth of his peace, the warmth of his protection. When my children were younger and they'd be cold, and you know, they'd get out of the pool and it'd be a bit cold because Melbourne's cold, right? And they'd get out of the pool and I'd put a towel around them and I would hold them. What was I doing? Giving them warmth. Their mouths, you know, teeth were going up and down, you know, I forget what the word is, chattering. Thank you. You know it's live when we have to go back to the keyboard player. They were chattering, and as I held them and warmth started to come in, and we'd get them inside and we'd get them near the heater, and all of a sudden they begin to thaw out and no longer feel cold. That's what light does. It brings warmth. And God wants you to experience his warmth today. But lastly, light brings security. I was walking down a street not far from Planet Shakers Church, and it has some interesting things. The police have told us there's some drug deals that happen there at night and different things. And as I was walking down that street one night, it wasn't lit up that well. I actually told someone a little while ago they were going to live in that street. I said, I wouldn't live in that street. But as I was walking down that street, I felt insecure because I didn't know what was around me. I was like, I just got to get down this street as quick as I can. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what I'm going to step on. You never know. And I walked down this street because there was no light, so there was no security. Next day, I walked down that same street in the light. I knew where I was going. I could see everything. I wasn't insecure about anything. I was secure. Why? Because light brings security. You might feel insecure at this moment. You might feel vulnerable at this moment. But as God's light comes and ministers to you as I'm speaking, as his light comes into your situation, you might have insecurity of what I'm going to do in a job, insecurity about what's happening in your family, insecurity about what's going to happen in the future. But as God's light comes in, as his light, he says, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In other words, you don't have to walk in insecurity anymore. God's love lights up the street. God's love lights up your life. And so, when light comes, security comes. You know, in Luke 2, you know, there we sing a carol, as shepherds watch their flocks by night. And the angel of the Lord came down. And the Bible says in Luke 2, 9, and behold, an angel of the Lord stood before him, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. And the glory of the Lord shone around them. That word glory is a word doxa, which means splendor, majesty, and brightness. And I'm believing that God's glory, His majesty, His brightness, and His splendor will be coming into your lives right now. His power and His presence coming into your situation right now. You might be living in this moment and you need revelation. Would you stand to your feet wherever you are? And would you lift your hands to heaven and open up your heart? Put the hand on your heart right now and say, God, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Lord, reveal yourself to me right now. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And so I come to let your light reveal. If there's anything in me that you don't want, shine your light on it. And God, I submit it to you. Take it from me right now in the name of Jesus. His light is a revealer. Some of you right now, you need the vision for this season. You need a vision for the next season. You need a vision right now. Would you lift your hands to heaven and say after me, Holy Spirit, give me a spirit of wisdom and revelation. Holy Spirit, help me have vision in this season. Open my spiritual eyes to see what you have planned for me. I receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. Now I want us again to lift our hands and say, God, we want to stand out as Forward Church at this time. We want to be the hands and feet of Jesus at this time. And continue, not just this time, but always. God, help us stand out. Help us be the light to our communities. That's it. Beginning to pray that in Jesus' name. If there's family members around you, put your hand on them and say, it's time to stand out in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the light of the world. It's time to stand out and stand up. Now I want us to, again, Holy Spirit, help change our perspective. We don't want to live where we've lived, but we want to step into a new season of something greater. And right now, God's warmth is coming to people. His power is touching people. I can feel the anointing of God right now. And He's touching people. He's bringing warmth where there's been coldness. He's bringing His love shining into your life right now. You don't have to be afraid. There's warmth in His presence. This is the confidence, the Bible says. If I ask anything according to His will. Well, His will is lined up with His name. So His will is to provide. His will is to bless. His will is to heal. His will is to protect. His will. And right now, I release security into people's lives. I release security in a people's experiences right now in the name of Jesus. You think about it. Banks give out money because they have security. They have, well, God, He's far more, far more. The Bible says He supplies all my needs according to His riches in glory. So whatever you need, whether it's healing, whether it's a financial breakthrough, whether it's a family breakthrough, there's people here and listening to me, and you've had addictions and they've been holding you back. But the Spirit of God is releasing you. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And liberty is coming to your situation. right now. There are people, and you say, I've been so angry. God's given you peace right now. There are people who are just feel like so frustrated. God is coming and turning that situation in your heart. The situation might not change, but your heart's changing. The light of the world, He wants to bring His splendor, His majesty, and His glory. Just receive it by faith. Just receive it. My grandfather would do this every morning he woke up. He would lift his hands as he'd get up in the morning and go, I receive you, Holy Spirit. And he would, by faith, just take a deep breath and go, I receive you. Just like he was receiving a breath, the breath of heaven. Receive that right now. You know, God loves you so much, Forward Church. The greatest days are ahead. And if you don't know Jesus, you can know Him today. Pastor Dan.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like more information, please visit our website, forwardchurch.com.